Continues now on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
Good morning and welcome. This segment, ladies and gentlemen, is a continuation of sorts from last week when we had Jen Panagakis on, talking about the lawsuits that she is involved in with Turtle Boy and others. And joining me right now is Turtle Boy on the phone, who joins us. And first of all, thank you very, very much. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Phil. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Turtle Boy is your persona. You give people your real name?
Oh, yeah. My real name is Aiden Carney. I actually published a book last year entitled I Am Turtle Boy, so it's all kind of out there now.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Is Turtle Boy a persona? Tell us a little bit. How did Turtle Boy come about, Aiden?
Well, Turtle Boy came about. I used to be a high school teacher. And quite frankly, there were a lot of things that you, a lot of opinions that you weren't allowed to publicly express as a teacher, political opinions and stuff like that. And so I felt kind of like out of the political discourse because I'm the kind of guy that wants to get out there, share ideas, even if it's with people I disagree with, because I think that's healthy for a democracy, for people to share ideas, because how else do you learn about what other people are thinking and how else do you grow? And so I realized that the only way to really have opinions and state them publicly is to do so anonymously. And I'm far from the only one in this boat. All public servants, police officers, firefighters, you know, they're all to some degree in the same boat because we're living in a cancel culture right now, a culture in which if you say something that somebody else might find offensive, they're not just going to move on. They're going to go after your job. They're going to try to hurt you financially, and that's not right. And you know, we get messages from people all the time telling us, you know, never stop because you're our voice. You know, you say the things that we can't afford to say, and we really appreciate it. So it started off as an anonymous blog that just talked about issues and shared opinions that some might consider controversial, and that's fine. You know, controversy's fine. Fully accept that not everybody agrees with the things that we are saying, but we do have a right to say these things, and it's important that people not be hindered or afraid to speak publicly.
You know, we live in a world, Aiden, where hate foments online nowadays. Mm-hmm. You have to admit, you know, and a lot of this hate that we read about on social media leads to real life violence, sometimes tragedies. Do you find that you're part of this culture, part of sustaining this growing culture online?
Quite the opposite, actually. I find that Turtle Boy is actually a force for good in our society. Quite frankly, you have no idea how many people reach out to us and say, you know, I've turned my life around because of Turtle Boy. We've had people that have been featured on the blog before that have reached out to us and said, you know, I'm in a really hard time right now. I was going through a really hard time. I was addicted to drugs at the time. It just wasn't me. I've changed. I'm attempting to, you know, get a job here and there. And this is really hurting me, having this out there. And I'll take it down. I've taken down dozens of blogs previously of people, because that's not our goal. Our goal is not to hurt people and shame you for life. Our goal is to just shine light on, nefarious actions that are going on in society, so that people can improve. And if quite frankly, if the fear, if you will, of, you know, being featured on Turtle Boy is a detriment and, you know, prevents people from doing drugs, which we get messages like that a lot. People say, you know, I used to be addicted to drugs. I went to counseling and all this stuff, but it was the fear of being on Turtle Boy that truly kept me clean. And that's what, you know, drives us. That's what keeps us going, is that we are shining a light on, you know, aspects of society, not just to do that, to spread hate. That's not our goal. Our goal is to make the world a better place, and I think we're doing that.
Where does opinion cross the line of libel and into an area that is unlawful?
Well, if you state something that is, you know, if you say that, Aiden Carney, for instance, if you say something like Aiden Carney sexually harassed students, as I heard previously on your show last week from someone, that's libel. I mean, that's a flat-out lie that obviously has no basis in reality, and they're not stating it as opinion. I think people, when they read Turtle Boy, understand that this is largely a satirical website. Yes, we do break a lot of big stories, like the Massachusetts State Police was our biggest story. There was a couple scandals involved there. There was a state trooper who was drug dealing, et cetera. People understand that that is, you know, factual content that we're reporting. However, in a lot of other stories, you know, it's categorized. You can tell by the categories that we have up there. People understand that this is satire. This is hyperbolic speech. This is comedy. And I think people understand that when they read Turtle Boy, and that's okay. We're allowed to use hyperbolic speech. We're allowed to use comedy. We're allowed to have opinions, even if it's not opinions that everyone disagrees with. You know, you mentioned violence before. People should absolutely be protected from physical violence. But what they should not be protected from are opinions that hurt their feelings. You know, we condemn violence. We condemn people who contact the subject of vlogs. We condemn that. We just want to put it out there and put a spotlight on it and share our opinions on it.
So from what I understand, Jen Panagakis says that harassing Tara Winterhalter and the Ritual Sweat Society and her clients were your opinions. And watching the video that was sent out, that these opinions are protected by freedom of speech. Is that what you feel? Because she feels as though these were not opinions, but what you just pointed out, these were liable. What do you think about that?
So if you read the blog that was written about it, much of the information is just a commentary on this public display that was going on, the Hope Yoga page. It made allegations of racism and cultural appropriation coming out of, you know, another studio, the Ritual Sweat Society, which I'd never even heard of them before. I've never talked to Tara Winterhalter in my life. But it didn't seem like there was much evidence of that. And much of the information in there came from public comments that were made by former clients on Hope Yoga's Facebook page. There was lots of them. There's dozens. And they just discussed an environment that, quite frankly, wasn't conducive to yoga. Yoga is supposed to be about spirituality, happiness, and peace. And quite frankly, I saw vulgar language in a lot of the posts. I saw negative vibes that were coming out of there. And it was just the antithesis of what yoga is supposed to be. And quite frankly, that's all we did. That's all we opined on. We said, here is a public display that's going on right now. A business is making these accusations. Here's the other side. Here's what these people are saying. We shared screenshots, clearly, if you see the blog, of her allegations and allegations from the other side. And the blogger who wrote that first blog about her had opinions that they seemed to believe that the volume of complaints and the consistency of complaints coming from, you know, former clients, former employees, she believed that. And that's her opinion. And that's okay to have that opinion. We're allowed to believe certain things and express these things.
We're with Turtle Boy, otherwise known as Aidan Carney. Did you read the South Coast Today article titled "She Essentially Weaponized Turtle Boy, Dartmouth Fitness Studio Owners and Controversial Blogger Embroiled in Legal Battle"?
Aidan, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did.
What was it? A fair portrayal?
Yeah, I mean, it was Jeanette Barnes is a reporter. She stuck to the facts. She interviewed all parties involved in this. She gave everyone a chance to do it. She didn't opine. That wasn't her job to do it. She, you know, the title of the story was obviously Turtle Boy Weaponized, or whatever, the Ritual Weaponized Turtle Boy. But that wasn't her quote. She was quoting Jen.
Correct.
So, yeah, I have no problem with a simple retelling of the facts. And it's important to hear all sides of the story. I think that's a good thing.
So I wanted to get your reaction to the lawsuit that is pending now, and it names you and others. What's your reaction to it?
My reaction is that our speech is protected speech. You know, like I mentioned earlier, we should absolutely be protected from physical violence, but certainly not hurt feelings, which a lot of this is coming from. And quite frankly, based on after our initial blog was written, prior to that, the post on Facebook was made by Hope Yoga, in which they said that they were no longer doing this type of yoga. They were closing down, I believe, a studio. And so any alleged damage had been done at this point, it seemed, and a lot of the comments from and Yelp reviews that had been negative had been going on, quite frankly, for a couple of years. So it would seem, I mean, obviously our opinions can't cause you financial damage. First of all, they're opinions. You're allowed to have opinions on that. And, I mean, you can make the same case for people who left negative Yelp reviews. I mean, did they damage her business? People are allowed to have opinions on the way that you're conducting a business, and they're allowed to express those opinions publicly, and that's a good thing. If we lose that ability, then we've lost our ability to exchange ideas in the public square, and we've essentially lost democracy, because democracy thrives on the ability of free people to speak freely in public.
Here's the point that I need some kind of clarification on. It seems as though from this article, Weaponizing Turtle Boy, were you urged to write these blogs on Jen Panagakis using, you know, the folks who wrote to you as the basis of your information? Is that what you use? No. Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Clear that up for me, please.
So we write about whatever is popular, whatever people are buzzing about, talking about. We have a large audience down in the South Coast. New Bedford and Fall River are two of our biggest cities for traffic. And so what everyone was talking about that week was the Hope Yoka Facebook post. It was extremely popular. That post had gotten thousands of comments, thousands of interactions, lots of shares. And that is, quite frankly, a topic that a lot of our readers are interested in. Our audience is diverse. It's about 50-50 male female. We have a lot of people who have done yoga. We have a lot of people who have interacted with these studios and these individuals before. And so it was what was in the news, and we simply discussed it. You know, if you read the article, it's like 80% screenshots of simply what people are saying. Here's what's going on. The blogger did a great job of kind of outlining the facts and sharing their opinion. I think they even said in there that they recognize that there's two sides to every story, and here's Jennifer's side. Here's what she's saying based on their posts, and here is what other people are saying, and then here's what I believe.
Mm-hmm. What about cyberbullying? You know, we talk about kids bullying in school. What about cyberbullying for adults, Aiden?
What about it?
Address this in you know, adults behaving badly. You know, when adults bully other adults. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think, in general, any bullying is bad. Are you asking me, do I think cyberbullying of adults is real?
No, I want to know what you think about cyberbullying. Of course, it's real. But what are your thoughts about it? Because, you know, a lot of folks have different opinions about Turtle Boy, and some people say, listen, this is a website that bullies a lot. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts are about cyberbullying.
Certainly cyberbullying is an actual thing. I don't think anyone really debates that. However, what we do is not cyberbullying. You know, we put the facts out there. We lay the facts out there. And quite frankly, most of the people that we blog about are doing something that is, a lot of people could consider bullying in and of themselves. You know, doing something nefarious, doing something illegal, doing something corrupt. And that's the kind of thing that we talk about. And yes, we do have a large audience. And when we write about it, people share their comments. So I can understand how somebody might say, well, look at all these people talking and sharing opinions that are negative towards this other person. But again, you know, that's how a free society works. You could say the same thing about, for instance, Donald Trump or any politician, that, you know, if you share an article about a politician like Donald Trump on your Facebook page, you're going to get a lot of negative commentary. You're going to get positive commentary, but you're also going to get a lot of negative commentary. Is that bullying? No, that's a simple discussion of the facts and opinions. And I do worry that word bullying can be used to try to shut down legitimate debate and legitimate criticism. And I think that's unhealthy for a free society to operate like that.
All right. So what is the line? When is too far, too far?
Well, I think generally, like, there are some certain things, you know, that we condemn, certain behaviors. Like, when people, for instance, we've had instances before where people have contacted subjects of blogs, you know, sent them messages and stuff like that, and it's come to our attention. And we make a point to put it out there. And we've written actually blogs about this. We're saying, look, if you do this, you're not with us. You're not on our side. You're not one of us. This is not what we want. We want a healthy discussion of things that are happening publicly. Okay? We don't need you to contact this person. That does no good for anyone. Right? Just talk about it publicly, but no need to contact that individual. Just come out here and share your thoughts on it, and even if it's 100 people, it's all sharing the same negative opinions towards someone else. That's not bullying. That's simply people coming together in the public square to share opinions about whatever topic is being discussed.
All right. When is bullying bullying then?
I think bullying would be what, you know, a repeated kind of vitriolic, mean-spirited, in bad faith, going after of an individual who is doing no wrong. I think that's an important part to point out. People, victims of bullying are people who have not done anything wrong, right? So if you're putting yourself out there and you're accusing a yoga studio down the street of being racist or practicing cultural appropriation simply for doing yoga, you know, you can argue that you're being the bully, you know, by doing that. And talking about the things that you're doing and disagreeing with that, that's certainly not bullying.
Do you think adult bullies, if it's bullying, ought to be held responsible and accountable, Aiden?
Define responsible and accountable.
Well, you know, with the law, it's, you know, there are laws about freedom of speech. You can't yell fire in a theater, right?
Well, that's actually we can get into the constitutionality of that. I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
you're thinking of the Schenck versus the United States, 1917. Check the Brandenburg case from the 1960s. Some would argue that has overruled that, but I agree. Certainly, speech that exists for the sole purpose of incitement, as opposed to having some sort of greater good to it. I would definitely, I frown upon speech like that. I don't like speech like that.
All right.
But I like speech that has a purpose, that has an end goal. And our end goal is to put a spotlight on negative behavior.
So I want to talk about that kind of speech. If it is an invasion of privacy, or if it is defamation, or if it is, you know, causing emotional distress, there are laws on the books that, you know, people have to pay consequences if they cross that line. Are you in agreement with that?
I disagree that there are laws against causing someone emotional distress. That's because that can be used by anybody to say that, well, this person's, I mean, what if Donald Trump said, well, CNN's causing me emotional distress, they have to stop, it's against the law? No, of course not.
All right. What about a smear campaign or invasion of privacy or defamation in general, just plain defamation, Aiden?
Yeah, I mean, defamation has to involve lies, and we've never committed defamation. We've had libel cases before. They've all been thrown out because judge after judge has seen that Turtle Boy simply shares opinions and facts and comments on facts, you know, and you're allowed to do those things. That's not defamatory. Defamatory has to involve an intentional lie with malice for the purpose of smearing somebody and causing them financial harm. You know, we don't do that. We don't lie. We're very careful not to make up any false information or anything like that in our blogs. Like, for instance, accusing somebody of sexual harassment that's never sexually harassed anyone before, that would be defamation. But we don't do anything. We stick to the facts, and that's why people like us, and that's why people read us, because we stick to the facts, and we share opinions based off of those facts.
What does Turtle Boy do if you publish false information? How do you handle that?
We don't publish false information.
Ever?
No. I mean, like I said, I've taken blogs down. I mean, there might have been here and there, like, a detail. Somebody messaged us and says, okay, you know, the sidewalk was purple instead of blue. Something minor like that. We certainly edited that previously. But the kind of content that we take down isn't done so because we've gotten something wrong. We take content down because the subject of the blog has shown that they've changed and that they have contrition and that they want to have a fresh start without this looming over their heads.
Well, if the first time happens that your facts are wrong, how will you handle that, Aiden?
Yeah, so if something is wrong, we tell people, you know, if there's something that you dispute, if you're the subject of a blog, first of all, we'd love to talk to you. Send us an email. We're not boogeymen. We're not going to bite you. You can come on our live show and discuss it. We have people come on all the time that have been featured on blogs before. And if there's just something factually incorrect, feel free to let us know. We will immediately, not only will we issue a retraction, like newspapers when they do something like that, they'll put a little, you know, blurb on page 10. We would write a whole new blog. We would take down the blog about you if we ever got something like that wrong. And we would issue a whole new blog, and we would say, here, we want to make it clear we got this wrong, and we're making that clear right now. And we would apologize for it, but luckily that hasn't happened yet because we're very meticulous that we make sure that we get information correct.
We're with Turtle Boy this morning, and we're talking about not only his site, but in particular, a lawsuit with Jen Panagakis and others. How do you see this lawsuit going forward, Aiden?
I mean, that's up for the court to decide. The best defense against defamation is the truth, and we haven't lied about anything. Turtle Boy uses hyperbolic phrases and speech to get our point across.
What is that? What do you mean by hyperbolic?
Oh, you know, we use colorful language in there. We make, I can't even know if I can repeat some of the things that, titles that we've used and stuff like that on the air. Sometimes we use crass language. Sometimes my mother is always telling me, please stop with the foul language. And for the record, I would like to work on that. I'm trying to better myself every day. We use colorful language to get our point across, but it's all humorous, it's all entertainment, it's certainly not defamatory or anything like that, and any terms that we use are made in a context of discussing, in this particular story, the dozens of complaints that were made against this particular business, and that's certainly not defamatory, and quite frankly, with this whole situation, you know, this is taxing on a small, we're just a small little mom and pop blog that, you know, is popular in New England, and we share ideas, and, you know, we're not killing it, we're not making lots of money here or anything like that. We're just trying to share opinions and be the voice of the common person. And we are being essentially sued and forced to pay large amounts of attorney's fees and simply because somebody that didn't like our opinions is almost weaponizing the courts against us.
Well, she's saying more than it's your opinion. She's saying your facts are wrong.
We didn't have any facts wrong. I mean, all of the alleged facts that we have wrong are all opinions. You know, all the things that we stated they're jokes or they're hyperbolic. They're not. It's not like we actually went out there and said, you know, this yoga studio is selling drugs or something like that. That's simply untrue. We didn't do anything like that. We simply talked about the facts as they were presented. We made jokes about them. We used colorful language when describing some things that were happening, et cetera. That's certainly not defamatory.
Could anything be wrong in the facts that you have written up so far? Is there a possibility, Aiden, that something in there could be not kosher?
I've had so many opportunities to reread these blogs over the last several months, and I've combed through it, and I've with asking myself that question. And I've done it time and time again, and I haven't seen anything in there that could remotely be considered untrue. Like I said, most of the commentary is screenshots of what other people are saying. That's what we do. We just comment on what other people are saying. Other people are making allegations. I think somebody said in a Yelp review that they were packed in there like sardines. Other people made allegations of foul language coming from Jennifer. I can't even say that on the radio. swear. They would say namaste, blank. So a lot of people were coming forward, and all we did was simply screenshot and post these allegations that other people were making against this business, since this was a public fight that Hope Yoga chose to put out there by posting it on Facebook. And we simply discussed it, you know, discussing things that other people are saying and allegations that other people are saying. You know, that's essentially what the Standard Times did with our article. They said, you know, Jennifer says that Turtle Boy did this, and here's what the other side is saying. And that's not defamatory to be the medium that posts information that both sides are alleging.
Who called her a prostitute?
Nobody.
Okay.
I mean, this is all, that's what I'm talking about with hype. It's not like the blog said she's actually that. That's not what was discussed. The discussion was colorful, hyperbolic speech that was clearly not literal. Nobody actually read the blog and believed that this woman is actually that. Nobody thought that. It was a clear hyperbolic commentary on some of the outrageous things that this individual was not only saying, but images that they were posting, you know, on social media, on Instagram, shooting, going into a Gucci store and shooting bills in the air with a gun, you know, throwing champagne, just driving Porsches and all this extravagance and stuff like that. It was odd. It was bizarre for a local business owner to do that. And so all the blogs did was make jokes about that, because that's our right. We are allowed to use satire. And if it hurts your feelings, I'm sorry about that. But it's not our job or anyone's job to self-censor themselves because their jokes might hurt your feelings. That's not how a free society operates.
Aiden, I'm going to give you a chance to have the final word here. But before that, it's interesting. Your mom reads your posts?
Sometimes. So. When it comes across her, she doesn't like the foul language. My mom's a great person.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I don't like the foul language. It's one thing over time that I'd like to work on. We've actually started a new website called TV Daily News, in which it's like kind of like a cleaner version of Turtle Boy, if you will.
What's it called?
TV Daily News.
Interesting. Do you have any other websites that you wanted to mention?
No, those are our two websites that we have.
Okay. Finally, with reference to your mom, is this what you're doing at Turtle Boy something you believe has a positive influence on the world, on our kids? What kind of an influence do you think your work has on our youngsters nowadays, or younger people?
Yeah, I absolutely believe 100% that this blog has a positive impact on society. I hold on to all these messages we get every day and all the messages we get from people that are saying, thank you for this. Thank you for exposing this person. This person really hurt me. This person damaged me. I couldn't speak out publicly because I was afraid, because that was my job. Turtle Boy, you are a voice. You are the voice of the person that comes out there and stands up for the little man. You know, that we found... for instance, like last year we found there was an animal shelter in Methuen in which a kitten was stolen by a woman. And there's an image of the video of the woman stealing the kitten. And we put it out there, and we did what we usually do. We made jokes about the woman stealing it, because what she was doing is illegal. And if that hurt her feelings, I'm sorry, but that's not our problem. And our job, our goal that day, was to get that kitten back to the person it belonged to. And because we did that, because we put this woman's face out there and the blog was read far and wide, we identified her within an hour. The Malden police went and got the cat from her, and it was returned to Methuen. So that's the kind of story where some people might say, well, Turtle Boy, you're being mean to this woman. Well, she's stealing a kitten. And our goal is to get that kitten back to the person that it belongs to. And our message worked, and it helps people. Because the shelter actually held a press conference in which they thanked us for getting the word out there. So that's what we do. We although some people may not like our methods, the results speak for itself.
And let me give you, we only have literally 60 seconds left, and I want to give you those last seconds to finalize your thoughts, Aiden.
Yeah, our goal is to encourage people to have a free exchange of opinions without worrying about censorship. That was what I had to worry about as a teacher, was not being able to say the things that were on my mind, and I realized I'm not alone out there. We are the voice of police officers, of firefighters, of law-abiding citizens that are out there every day working hard for their families that simply cannot say these things. And they see it's going on, and they see that the people that we're going up against, you know, in this particular case, we're going against very wealthy people who, quite frankly, a lot of people felt victimized by, you know, the language that was used over the years. And we took them on. And because of that, because we had the audacity to say something negative, you know, about this individual, we're being forced to do this in court. And that's why people are supporting us. That's why people are donating to us. Because they realize, like, if this can happen to Turtle Boy, it can happen to anyone. And Turtle Boy is our voice out there. And with a healthy democracy thrives on the free exchange of ideas. And if people worry that if I say this idea, if I criticize this person, I might lose my job, then they're not going to say those things. And that is not healthy. That's not good. So that is the type of society we look to create with Turtle Boy. We are the voice of the common person out there.
Aiden Kearney, thank you so much for joining us. I'm very grateful you appeared on the air this morning. And I want to say thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity.
You betcha. Folks, you can find out more if you go to our website at WBSM.com. I want to thank all of you for joining us this morning. We are here 6 to 10 each and every morning, and we hope that you do join us for a cup of coffee and conversation. Until tomorrow morning, I'm Phil Paleologos.
News Talk Station 1420.